This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When you hit a hole in one of your fellow golfers and the end result is a gruesome foursome, what happens next? It was a beautiful day when two pairs of golfers reached the 10th hole of the East Orange, New Jersey golf course and agreed to play the rest of the course as a foursome. At the 16th hole, John hit the ball off the tee, hitting Jeffrey, one of his fellow players, directly in the eye, rendering him unconscious and causing serious injury. It seems that John hit an unexpected second tee shot or a mulligan after all members of the foursome had teed off. Jeffrey, who was really teed off, sued John, who claimed when you play golf, you run the risk that a mulligan will get you in the end. The court that first heard the case threw it out, finding no reckless behavior. But the New Jersey Supreme Court, perhaps listening to a little birdie, reinstated the case, ruling while recklessness is the correct standard, its application should not convert a golf course into a free fire zone. So Jeffrey's case is back on course, and while it's not exactly an eye for an eye, it's definitely more than a chip shot towards the green. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.